Hello, okay. Welcome to the check signing portion of Finance and Audit Committee of April 18th, 2023 at 5 o'clock p.m. For Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Let's stand up for the pledge. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. And roll call.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Counsel Michael Pollock.
Here.
Okay, so under the financials tab in the board packet, if you wanted to follow along, can you click that one over extra? But there's a tab that says financials. The first page we have the balance
the big,
sheet.
Yeah, the folder.
The table binder.
And then
you don't have to, just give you something to do.
And then the blue tab is financials.
Yeah. So the first page is the balance sheet and so the district's combined Chase Bank with cash and LACE account was at $999,607 at month end, and the district's total liabilities, which are on line 31, were at $1,007,783. So for right now, our balances are less than the liabilities, which is really uncommon, but it's because of the grant projects we've had. Huge expenses that have gone out, and we're just waiting to be paid back.
You're still waiting on the state on all the.
Yeah. Right now we're working on this past quarter's reimbursement request, and as soon as we get that done, the past agency will lend us the money until we get paid back from the state.
If needed to.
Well, yeah, we're gonna need it to because our funds are looking pretty low right now. So. And then we'll pay them back as soon as we get paid from the state. Any questions on that page?
No.
On then to the profit and loss, and the year to date is at 75% of the year, and these are the financials for the month ending in March 2023. So the column A is going to be what we've spent in March. Column B is what we've spent from July 1st, 2022 until March. And then column C is the budget, and then column D is the percentage that we're at compared to the budget. So I'm going to point out some that are uncommon or a little out of the 75% zone and then explain why that is. So on line 14, we have cell tower lease income. This is at 102% of the year, and that's because we're leasing out a section of the land where one of the wells is located, and they added some extra portion of the land there, but that wasn't included in the budget. So they're paying us more, but it wasn't included in the budget. So it's going to end up a lot higher than the 100%. And then on line 16, we have interest income. That one is at 190%. That's due to more interest for the customer bills than we expected, and then also the LACE account interest is higher than expected. So on line 19, we have the total revenues, which is at 79%, so it's a little bit over what we expected at this point. And then moving on to the expenses, on line 24, we have field workers. This is at 79%, so it's just a little bit over the budget, but that's because a lot of the field workers had to stay late for the grant project, so we're going to get reimbursed for that, some of it. And then on line 31, we have meter testing and repair. This is only at 9% because we haven't really had a lot of meters that we've had to send out to get tested. We had the DHPO meter that got tested, but besides that, we haven't really had that many. Line 36, we have engineering services. This is only at 32% because we don't use the engineering for regular projects as much. A lot of it we can just do in-house, but we do use them for the grant projects. It's just recorded in a different line. on here. On line 37, facilities, wells, T, and the other. This one is very over at 152%. That is... Okay, so that's because of some SCADA repairs that we had. We had the SCADA upgrade, site maintenance, chlorinators, and the tank 3 altitude valve was repaired, and then also the flea valve maintenance.
Yeah, the SCADA program, that was $4,500 because it was going to be out of compliance and SCADA wasn't going to work anymore. And then we had a fuse blowout at well 5 that had to be repaired, so that was $950.
Do you think we're going to have to boost that budget a little bit next year?
Yeah. I made adjustments, so we're going to meet on the 4th to do a budget adjustment. Yeah, so I increased certain line items that need to be addressed.
Line 41, we have water billing system. This one's at 109% of the year. And last month I mentioned that it was going to be going up each month, but it's not. It's going to stay at 109% for the rest of the year. And then we'll make sure to budget it appropriately. I guess it looks like it hasn't been increased for a couple of years, so they didn't increase the budget on that, but we'll make sure that that gets settled to the right amount. And any other questions on this page?
Yeah, line
30,
is there a
reason
so low?
We have sampling due in June, right?
We have to do one of the well samples, and then we have to do copper and lead here pretty soon, before the end of the year. I think that's due in May.
Will it price?
Not really.
I don't think it'll end up at that much higher.
Yeah.
But I remember when we were doing the budget for this year, since we were getting well 1 back online, it was suggested to increase it, but I think it got increased a lot more than we actually needed.
Sometimes you got to do a Title 22, which is the whole variance of all the sampling and everything like that. So that's probably why that line item was put in high.
Is that on that page? So moving on then, we have line 50, office expenses, other. This is for like the notary fees and then just random miscellaneous office expenses. It's only at 36%. We just don't really have that many expenses that go in there. So it's a lot lower than we expected, what we budgeted for. On line 53, financial audit. This one's also only at 36%. We're going to start doing some audit work, so I think starting this month or next month. So it's going to probably see more activity in the next coming months for that. On line 55, we have legal services, which is only at 14%. We don't use legal for as many things. So that's
we don't need legal.
Yeah. The only time we really use it nowadays is for the grant projects, but that's recorded in the grant category. And then there's a couple random things that we do need legal to review. Down to line 63, shop supplies and small tools. This one's already at 104%. Forgot what it is. Just an unanticipated needs. I know we bought the well sounder, and we had to get that repaired.
Yeah, the well sounder got stuck, so we had to send it in and prepare, so that was another $800. So.
And then just miscellaneous little tools and equipment that we need. Line 64, we have vehicle fuel. That one's only at 43%. We don't, we just use fuel a lot less.
Good stuff.
So that is because of the eyewash stations that we got at the wells, traffic control signs that we got for projects that way we don't have to rent out traffic control, and also fire extinguishers that we just got at all the
Are we good on that now?
Yeah, we just got those. So we have three of them we just installed where there's chemicals. So when we have our sanitary survey come around, everything's in the plans. We have eyewash stations, the fire extinguishers, where there's chemicals.
So we're legal.
We're good now.
Yeah. I know that one being over.
And then down on line 77, total expenses, we're only at 68% of the year, so a little bit under.
Hopefully no big
expenses come in, and we should be good for that next year. Well, line 81 will be our total net income and slash loss, which right now we are at an income of $362,085. Any questions? And then we do have one more page, and it's for the capital fund. So, line 4 is the only, really the only one that we have a lot of activity going on. It's for the meter replacement. I forgot how many. Do we have a number of how many meters have been replaced?
So far this year, we've replaced 220 meters. So the average billing is $45. And because meters lose their efficiency, let's say 1% a year, and these meters are 15 years old, we're replacing 220 meters. Now they're reading 100% efficient. So that would increase the revenue by $1,485.
About 15%.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a $17,820 gain per year. And over the next 3 years, we're going to replace 300 per year, which would increase the revenue by $53,460 per year just by replacing those meters.
Sorry, you got to pay more.
Yeah, some of them. Some of these have been here from the 90s.
Besides that, we don't have a lot of activity for the well and tank repairs yet or the customer shutoff valves, but the grant projects have been moving along. So the isolation valves, like I said, we're still working on this most recent reimbursement request, but we'll get that out as soon as possible. And then for the well improvements, we're going to get started again on the test well project. I don't know if you guys remember that. I think it was last year that we were talking about it a lot. But that's being advertised now, so there will be more activity for that coming up.
Is that going to be a grant project?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then for the ARPA funding, the Broadway and Main Street gate valve, that was just completed. There will be some paperwork that we'll have to do, but the actual... Is it completed all the way?
It's 99% completed.
So you've got to do the
asphalt, a final layer of asphalt. Today they put in the gate valve for the concrete ring, and then they can come over and just do one last initial layer of asphalt to blend everything in with all the surfaces. Because there's a slight curve draw for the gate valve, so they need to fill all that.
Yeah, it looks kind of funky right there.
Yeah.
And for the paint recoding, that bid was awarded to Jay Cullen, but we're waiting. I think legal's reviewing the contract documents now, so we're just kind of waiting on that to all get completed. And then there will be a lot more activity in that one. But overall, on line 16, on column B, that $869,000, that's what we're still waiting to be paid back from the state. So.
Yeah.
It'll be looking pretty good once we get all that back.
So that's why that one page looks pretty bleak.
Yeah.
With the Chase and the LIS. Because we were climbing there you're looking pretty healthy for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Did we get the final bill from Borden?
They sent it over. We know how much it's going to be. I think it's like 280 something thousand, but they need to send some releases for their subcontractors or something like that. Once they do that, then we'll be able to pay them. And then the retention, we'll be able to pay that after, if it gets approved tonight by you guys. It's on the agenda for tonight in the regular meeting. Or I think we still have to wait for the releases for that too. And then we get to pay the retention. So besides all that, was there any questions on this sheet? So like Mike said, we're going to meet with Cindy and Daniela. She's another one of the accountants on the 4th of May. And then after that, we will bring it to you guys at the FOC meeting next month for May. I don't even know what the date is for that. I think it's May 16th. We'll bring it to you guys first, and the following month, June, we'll probably bring it back to you guys again, and then at the board meeting right after. The regular.
I can't believe the year is almost over already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just flew by.
And that's it for me.
I do want to mention one item. On cell tower leaks up there at well 1, we currently receive $2,725 per month with an annual increase of 2% every year. I was contacted by Symphony Wireless, and they would like to buy out our lease. So it's a little long and drawn out, so let me explain a few items on it. So according to them, they just sent me a flyer, and they want to know if you would be considering an offer. So there's two strategies. Both have tax compensation. So if we have a $3,000 a month lease, which is close, they would give us a $700,000 offer. But you would have to, it's a 133, a 1031 exchange. So when they give you the money, you got to put it into a fund, and you have to buy lifetime real estate within 180 days, which we wouldn't do. The other tax advantage would be you would have to do the IRS 544. So basically, if they give you $700,000, you're still going to lose 22%. So I figured it out. Okay, so $700,000. 22%, you're going to end up with $546,000. At the rate we're going with our current lease, your break-even point is 16.7 years. That's half the current rate, 27.25. But we're getting 2% interest every year. So,
by cut a year or so off?
Yeah. But because this has a lot of tax things attached to it, it really doesn't work in our advantage. The only thing that does work is if they take over our lease and they get another tower, they would split the revenue base. But that's what they get.
So I don't understand why would we do that.
For the possibility of expansion. So we only have one lease tower that we're collecting money on. They want to take it over and almost, you know, like I said, give us 16 years worth of lease, monthly lease payments up front. And if they take on another lease and put it on the property, they're going to get $3,000 and give us 15 months. So here's the flyers. And of course, I read a little bit on the 1031 exchange.
Why wouldn't we just get a lease?
Why do we need them to get another lease?
Well, we have a lease with Verizon right now.
Right, but yeah. Couldn't we get another provider to give us another tower on that?
We could.
And then collect it ourselves and not buy it up?
Yeah.
But I mean, these people aren't going to do it unless they're making money on it.
Well, how long will we? Does our lease go on for? Like, is it forever?
I think it's like every 5 years, and then they have the option to renew it, or we have the option to renew it, or something like that.
Well, what if we don't renew it? Do they take the tower?
Then just shut it off, right?
It's part of
the investment
that they have
over there.
So.
Yeah, so
you'd
have to renew it.
Yeah.
Well, that's if technology stays the same, right?
Yeah, so I don't see it changing enough that they would take the tower.
In 16 years?
Never
know. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame we didn't know. We didn't do these 5 years.
But there's a limit to how you can use the funds. I'll do it.
How are they paying it and telling us how we can spend the money there? That's kind of weird. They're buying it from us and then telling us how we can spend the money?
Well, no, it's because it has
the taxes.
It's a tax.
Can we have this guy come in and give us a spiel? Like, to the whole board?
I thought it would be a good way to do it.
Okay, I told him I was going to bring it up tonight, but if you want a presentation, you can explain the tax loopholes that are really important.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
And maybe... Well, is Cindy going to be here anytime? Is Cindy going to be here next month?
She'll be here next month for the FAQ.
That would be a good thing to do.
We could probably ask her if she wouldn't mind staying for the regular one.
I was going to ask her on the board, too.
She never comes in anymore anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I don't see her anymore, so yeah.
But I'll print it. I'm going to take a picture. No, I'll give it to you. Very true.
Hey, no photo
photography.
Yeah, I was just trying
to figure out if it was going to work for our advantage, but because of the taxes, I'm not really seen a whole lot. If you handle a contract, it's going to increase costs. What they would
do. Oh,
yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't offer it.
Well, that's where I'm going. Like, what is it? Are they going to need it in 16 years? Right?
Yeah.
Well, I could change over
and over.
Yeah.
Technology can change the 5G or
whatever
it comes up. But they want it bad, so why? Right? Like,
exactly.
And that's what they're doing. They're buying all these sites up.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
So
they must know something's coming.
No, I think that'd be good for this person to come in and try to pitch us. Mm-hmm.
I'll even see if you can call in for a conference call that night.
So, the property that the tower is on, that belongs to the water company?
That's where our water tank and our well is, yes.
So it belongs to the water company?
Yes.
So if they purchase the lease, are they purchasing the property?
Well, no, because we're leasing the property of Verizon, and they installed their building and their tower on there.
On the property?
Yeah, so there's a lot of infrastructure on there.
I just don't understand what they're getting out of this besides part of the lease line.
Yeah.
Strange.
Then why they would take out another lease and give us half?
Because they're going to make money on it.
Yeah, but
the whole thing is about making money.
Well, I get that, but why couldn't we just take out another lease and put another tower there?
Well, we have one where the old office was, so they took over that lease. So that lease still exists at our old office on Main Street.
So who owns that property? Is that Ronda now?
That was swapped out. So they
only own that.
County. Yeah. So we gave them that with the lease agreement for this building, from what I understand.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So they really don't want to sell a tower right
around
the park here. So they don't have a plumbing in there, but they're making money
on the towers. Interesting. Yeah, we probably need to talk to this person. Okay. Grill them a little bit. Yeah. Give them a hot seat. But like I said, when they give you the money, you have to spend it in 180 days. It'd be nice if we could say, okay, we're going to spend it on maintenance, you know.
What are you going to spend
$500,000 on? I don't understand how they dictate how we spend the money that they give us.
Well, I think it's part of the taxes.
Oh.
Yeah. To avoid capital gains.
Right.
Are what those two items are about.
Okay.
To avoid capital gains.
Yeah, otherwise you're paying a lot of taxes.
Yeah,
otherwise you're paying 22%. Like if you get your $700,000, you're only going to end up with, but I think, 546.
Well, what would we do with that much money?
That's the whole thing.
What would we do with $500,000?
Well, I mean, the other thing too is you can't get grants for vehicles or equipment only for infrastructure. So anything else that we would need, whatever we decide on, then that's what we can purchase.
There, I don't have heartburn about no truck.
With that?
They always know I don't want to buy. I think the new Hampshire truck, I think they're too much. But,
yeah, I mean, you don't want to really use it for main replacements because you're hoping to get grants for that.
Right.
If you start spending the district money for that, they're not going to give you grants. I don't know.
If someone needs a new tower, right?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I'm putting in the budget is, because once we get reimbursed for our grants, we should be pretty healthy. So we have 19 sites in Maine down there in the Jensen area. Some are 950 feet long, some are 1,300 feet long. And I spoke to NBC, I said, what do you charge per foot? So they said $80 to $100 a foot. So if you budgeted, I budgeted $110 a foot. So $125,000 each year, so replace each street because grant funding takes a couple of years, and you need to start taking steps to improve the infrastructure.
Yes, we need some fire hydrants down there.
Well, that's also included too. So you need a fire hydrant and an air vent.
Yeah.
on each street. So that would all be included. So
depending on how it looks at the end of the year, you know, with our grant reimbursement and everything like that, because basically...
Well, we went from a negative to a positive by the end of the year.
Yeah, right. And then the years going forward, so you budgeted $225,000 for paint and repairs, $40,000 for customer shutoff valves, and $20,000. So for $285,000. So if you budget $150,000, which is almost half of that, that would put the main unit and the other items that we need to address. That'll be discussed during our budget preparation.
That'll be for one street.
One ten for each street. 110.
And how many streets?
19.
I know.
Like, you know, in grant funding, it takes a long time, and then you got to reach out and find out. You know,
if we did that, would property down there be able to get the fire flow?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to increase the main size.
You have to have an 8-inch main.
Yeah.
And that's it. So they gave me just a verbal quote for 8-inch main. $80 to $100 a foot. If it's in the dirt, $80 a foot. If it's in the asphalt.
It's a good thing we don't have sidewalks.
Right? Concrete?
Yeah.
So anyways, that's just something I was planning on. So.
Yeah, we'll definitely put some thought into that.
Yeah.
Because we really, really need to get some 8-inch main down.
Yeah.
We have one on Esperanza, right?
There's one grant funded project that's going to go down there from Elms, up from Esperanza, Elms, heading east, 900 feet.
Right.
So that one's grant funded.
Right. Now it's already in the works.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, that doesn't do anything for the other 12, 13, 14 streets down there.
Because if we get new infrastructure coming in, too, it's going to be easier to build more here than it is.
Do you know what's going on down there on the other side of the freeway? Where they're doing the construction?
Are they building
the warehouse? I don't know.
Where's it at?
Just before Whitewater, on the north side of the freeway. So, have you ever run up on those roads?
I haven't been. I've been down that
way for a long time. So it's at the very west side, in between the houses and the sewage treatment plant.
I know there was talk of Mickey was saying there was another
one. Right, but I haven't heard anything about that.
I know the casino's doing something over there.
Yeah, this is like almost to the track of houses. This is where so if you went into the track, you can go like so far west and then you hit that one street that's like the dead end.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like right on one of those corners right there.
Huh.
And it's a pretty big area. They're putting in underground.
I know they're putting in an RV park.
Yeah, no, this is... The RV park, I think, is going to be on the other side of the treatment plant, right?
In between the casino and the oil water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is on the east side of that.
Yeah.
So... Who supplies the water over there?
That's not the product.
We don't supply water over
there. No,
we don't.
So they do have a transmission main that goes from the casino to the wastewater plant. There's no service on it.
Yeah, this would be way past the...
So that would be the only person with... If they contact it and the pipe won't go in, then they can run a main extension to keep them. That would be the only thing.
I did see sewer pipe or storm drain pipe, but there's no storm drain over there, so it's got to be sewer.
Yeah. But I haven't heard any big projects going on.
Not to investigate that.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been out that place in a while.
So are we still on meeting?
Yes, we're still recording. Call this committee meeting closed at 5:29. Tuesday, April 18th, 2022.